From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. The fiscal crisis of the past few weeks should soon come to an end. The Senate has approved a bipartisan deal that would end the government shutdown and avoid defaulting on the nation's debt. The House is expected to vote and pass it tonight, and President Obama just told reporters at the White House that he'd sign the bill immediately.
We'll begin reopening our government immediately. And we can begin to lift this cloud of uncertainty and unease from our businesses and from the American people.
For more, we go to NPR's Tamara Keith on Capitol Hill. And Tamara, let's start with this deal. Exactly what's in it?
It would reopen the government until January 15th. It lifts the debt ceiling until February 7th. And it has income verification for people getting subsidies for health insurance under the health care law, though this may already be the law under Obamacare. And also, the Senate moved tonight to begin budget negotiations, a formal conference committee on the budget. Patty Murray, who heads the Senate Budget Committee, will apparently be having breakfast tomorrow morning with House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan.
And to take us back a bit, you know, this all started with House conservatives and some hardliners in the Senate, most notably Senator Ted Cruz, saying that they would use the funding of the government as leverage to defund the Affordable Care Act. Now, this resolution, this package now, doesn't seem to do a whole lot to address the health care law. So do they think it was all worth it?
Texas Senator Ted Cruz was asked about that, asked whether he had ultimately failed in his efforts, and he took real umbrage with that. He says that he's just happy to have gotten Americans engaged with the health care law, and that there was real value in having taken a stand, and that the Senate not having unity among Republicans, that was the problem.
It is heartbreaking to the American people that Senate Republicans divided as they did and decided to direct their criticism, direct their attention, direct their cannon fire at House Republicans and at those standing with the American people.
One of those who I guess you could say was directing the cannon fire was Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire. She's a Republican and a moderate. And she said that they were really concerned, the moderates, about the end game here, that there was no way going into this that you could reasonably expect that they could undo the health care law and that it just wasn't a winnable fight. And that's, she said, what she was asking Cruz and his allies about all along.
I never got an answer to that. I don't think there still is an answer to that. So if we learned nothing else from this whole exercise, I hope we learned that we shouldn't get behind a strategy that cannot succeed.
Now, in the House, Speaker John Boehner's been the focus of this fight all along. He's trying to unify a divided House Republican conference and faced constant questioning about his grasp on power. Now, what did he say about this outcome, and what does it mean for his standing as leader?
He came out and said, "We fought the good fight. We just didn't win." And he is, in fact, encouraging his fellow Republicans to vote for it. It's not clear how many of them will. I asked Mick Mulvaney, who's a South Carolina Republican and was actually part of an effort earlier this year to try to overthrow Speaker Boehner. I asked him about the speaker's footing coming out of this.
100% solid.
Why? Explain.
Because no one blames him. You know my background with the speaker. I don't think he could have done this any better than he did.
And lastly, Tamara, this really, as they say in Washington, kicks the can down the road. What happens come winter when Congress faces similar deadlines again?
The hope is, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid spoke to this, he says he hopes that this doesn't happen again.
Averting this crisis is historic. But let's be honest. This was pain inflicted on our nation for no good reason and cannot make the same mistake again.
And many Republicans echo that thought. One House Republican, one of the hardliners actually, said that he feels that coming up in the future fights, they will have even less leverage.
That's NPR's Tamara Keith on Capitol Hill. Tamara, thank you.
You're welcome.